are listening to the Red Seat Podcast.
Back to full. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
Part of the Over the Monster Network.
Swinging a high deep drive to right field. That one's called to the right. Hunter on the move. Racing back. It's over his head. It's gone. It's into the bullpen. This game is tied. This game is tied. David Ortiz. David Ortiz. David Ortiz.
Presented by SB Nation.
Everybody, welcome to the pre-cap podcast over at Over the Monster. We just had a very interesting series against the Rays, and my name is Shelley Verstraet, and Keaton had to kind of step away, lucky for him. but we have Matt Collins to kind of go over this Rays series and then preview the Yankees series. So, Matt, how are you doing?
I think Keaton pulled a fast one on me for this one. I don't think he's actually doing anything.
I know. I think he kind of knew what was going on and was like, yeah, I think I'm going to bail.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to him about that one.
Yeah, definitely. okay, so the show rundown, we're going to review this Rays series here, which was interesting to say the least, and then kind of preview the upcoming Yankees series, which also should be interesting. So I guess we'll start with the first game in this four-game set. It was kind of like a bullpen game for the Red Sox. Brazier kind of started out, and we went Brazier, and then Brewer threw about three innings. Looked kind of okay. We went up against Yarbrough, and we kind of got to him a little bit. He went 4 1/3 innings, gave up 5 hits, 4 earned runs. But in the end, we kind of lost. We lost the game 8-7. JD Martinez kind of got to go in there. Went 3-for-4. And Aruz also looked pretty good. Filling in for Devers, he had a wonky ankle, so he was filling in over there at third base. He went 3-for-4. So Matt, what were your thoughts on this first game here?
Yeah, so I mean, this was really the only game that was close in the series. The main takeaway that I'm remembering, or I guess I have two, either of them very good. Marcus Walden was very bad, and has been very bad this whole season.
Yeah.
He kind of started the implosion from the bullpen in the late innings, and then Jeffrey Springs was left in far too long. I don't know why Ron Reneke is so hesitant to use, like, the Hembrys and Barnes and Workmans, because if he's waiting for leads late in games, these guys are going to pitch, like, 5 games all year. So sticking with Springs for that third inning of work, that didn't really make sense to me, and that was pretty much the game. So I think some people are a little too hard on Reneke overall, because there's not much you can do with this roster, but this game specifically, I thought he was a little too conservative there, and it definitely cost them.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I don't really like a lot of the bullpen moves that Reneke has done. Again, like you said, there's not really much he could do with this particular roster. But this game, it was really, really close, and then it wasn't, basically based on bullpen management there. All right, so we'll move on to the second game. This was Martin Perez started this game, and we went against the bullpen for Tampa Bay. There's, just got a lot of interesting pitching matchups here. Perez, I thought, looked pretty good for Martin Perez. He went, 5.2 innings, got 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. That cutter was working. He looked pretty good. We still lost 8-2. Bryce just kind of coughed it up there. He went, he didn't even go an inning. He went 2/3 of an inning, gave up, 5 earned runs, 4 hits. What are your thoughts about this game?
Yeah, so I'm with you on Perez. I mean, I've been kind of waiting for the implosion from him. He never really strikes me as a guy that can keep it up, but he started out, those first 2 innings, I think it was, of his first start were atrocious, but since then he's been very, very good, so he continued that there, which was nice to see. But yeah, Bryce just totally imploded. I thought that was a good spot for him. I thought he had been looking better his last few outings, but yeah, he just had absolutely nothing. The Rays were all over everything he was throwing, and the Red Sox were down 2-1 when his inning started in the 7th, and they were down 8-2 by the time the inning, or 8-1 by the time the inning was over. So that was just a total backbreaker, and just so indicative of what this Red Sox pitching staff is. Just 1 second it can be close, and then it just takes a few batters before the game's blown wide open.
Pretty much. It was really good to see Benintendi kind of get things going. Unfortunately, we heard some bad news towards the end of the series with him, but he went 2-for-3. Chavis went 2-for-3, and then, Arose filling in for Devers again. He also went 2-for-3. So, there was some hitting going on, but yeah, it just really wasn't a great game. Mm-hmm. All right, so to the third game of this 4-game set. We lost. it's kind of a theme going on right now. We had Zach Godley going up against Blake Snell, and then going into this game, I knew we were probably going to lose it. Snell had been, limited to like 2-3 innings, but he did manage to get to 5 innings. He struck out 6, walked none. Only gave up 4 hits. He looked like a, pretty much just like Blake Snell. And Zach Godley looked like, Zach Godley. He gave up 10 hits, 8 earned runs, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, 3 home runs. It was just another one of those games. I will have to say that Weber came back from the alternate site and did something that I wasn't expecting, which went 6 innings and only gave up 1 earned run. So that was something interesting.
Yeah, Weber was definitely good. The downside of that is he's probably going to get 2 more starts because of this one performance.
Exactly.
So I don't think in the long term it's very good, but he did pitch well. This is another kind of Renicky head scratcher, though. They were down 8-0 heading into the bottom of the 8th. They scored 5 runs in that inning. The offense finally woke up. They finally got some momentum. And again, instead of going to Workman or Barnes, and Workman literally hasn't pitched in a week at this point, he stuck with Weber, which just didn't make sense to me. And Weber gave up another run, and it kind of, the Red Sox probably wouldn't have come back anyways, but it just put the momentum back in Tampa's hands. So that was a little frustrating. But Kevin Pillar did have 4 hits in this game, so some positive there with Pillar and Weber. But other than that, it was another disaster.
Yeah. I just really wish maybe, I know that they're just like mostly Zoom calls, but I wish like some of the beat writers would kind of ask Renicky kind of maybe his thoughts on the bullpen management a little bit more.
Yeah, I'd specifically like to know what he's doing with Workman. Because you can't just keep waiting for a lead in the 9th. He's not going to pitch all season if you do that.
Exactly. Exactly. And now we come to this last game. I have no words for this game, to be honest.
Legitimately the ugliest game I've ever seen a major league team play.
Yeah. It was just awful. I mean, there was errors, there was just really bad pitching. I really feel bad For Hart, who was, you know, who was making his major league debut. I mean, there was, you know, a couple at-bats that I thought that he looked okay, but he's, unfortunately, he kind of looks like what we already have. Just kind of hittable and not really that great. And Marcus Walden gave it up again. Like, our boy, Marcus Walden. What's up with him?
I was big on Walden. He's been awful. Everything he's throwing is over the middle of the plate. Gave up 6 runs today without recording a note. He's just... I think I've changed my mind on him more than anybody else. Just based... Even after this last week, he just looks like he's totally got nothing out there.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, I was, like, really high on him. You know, coming into the season because he looked pretty good last year. But yeah, I'm with you. I've moved on. And then, what was up with Devers today? What was it? 3 errors from Devers?
Yeah, I think the first one was just, I don't even understand what happened. Like, physically, he just like stopped his throwing motion in the middle of throwing it. That was just the weird. I think he like his mind just like stopped for a minute. The second one was just, he shouldn't have thrown it. He was off balance. He made a nice play on the bare hand. That one, I think, is... if that's the only error you make in a game, I can kind of live with it. And then the third error, I think at that point, he was totally in his own head. And he's kind of just overthinking the throw instead of just taking the ball and throwing it, which is... That does not bode well. He needs... Best thing for him would be for the first inning of tomorrow's game, Friday's game, to be a couple ground balls to him where he can just make an easy throw, because he needs to get this out of his head.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree. Devers is definitely like one of the players that I call kind of like heady, if that makes sense. Like, as soon as he gets in his head, Benintendi's kind of like the same way. As soon as he gets in his head, it's like a total like spiral, and it takes them a while to get out of it. But yeah, if he could just get a couple ground balls to him, just so he could just kind of move on, I think it'd be really great.
As long as he makes the throws, yeah.
Exactly. This game was kind of sort of close. Out of like the first inning, we kind of got to Glasnow. He was kind of like all over the place. He was throwing wild pitches, but then he kind of settled in. And I just really just want to move on from this game. This was like so bad.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm good if I never think about this game again.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go and preview the Yankee series, which is, unfortunately, after this game, we have to go up against one of the best pitchers in all of Major League. We have to go up against Gerrit Cole. And it's looking like another bullpen game. So that should be fun. And then in the second game, we got Eovaldi going against Paxton. In the third, we got Perez going up probably against Jay Happ. And then in the last game, we got Godley versus Tanaka. It should be Tanaka. So what are your thoughts, Matt, going into this 4-game set against the Yankees?
There's not many good ones.
Yeah.
Eovaldi against Paxton is at least interesting.
Sure.
Paxton hasn't quite looked like himself, so Red Sox might be able to score some runs there. But other than that, I mean, these pitching matchups are brutal. Perez, I guess this is a nice test for him, and Happ is a good matchup, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, the good-ish thing is that Giancarlo Stanton's on the IL, and Aaron Judge is a little banged up too. I don't know what their plan is with him. He sat Wednesday. I don't know if they're going to keep sitting him or not. But I mean, even without those guys, this Yankees lineup is ridiculous. So, I mean, this weekend could be a bloodbath. I had a Yankees fan tell me he's very excited about the chance to bury the Red Sox this weekend, and I was like, buddy, that ship has sailed. They are buried already.
Exactly. Yeah, we're already buried. Yeah, I'm really not looking forward to this 4-game set, especially like that first matchup coming out of this game, going and facing Cole. Like, that's just gonna unless Cole like throws up a dinger, I mean, it's just going to, like, put us even further down, you know, down in the dumps. This team just going to just be so demoralized and then have to, you know, face three more games against the Yankees. It's going to be a really rough weekend.
Yeah, I would say that would be my my prediction as well.
Yeah. All right. So series winner, what are you thinking about?
I mean, it's hard to pick the Red Sox here. I think I got to go the Yankees. A split? I mean, I guess those two middle games with Eovaldi and Perez, I could see a split if I squint hard enough, but I can't predict that.
Yeah. I'm going maybe we'll win one out of the four. And I think maybe the Eovaldi one, maybe.
Yeah, Paxton's looked a little bit.
Yeah. And series MVP, it could be either Red Sox or Yankees. Who do you think it's going to be?
Well, if I have the Yankees one 3 out of 4, it's going to be them. I'm going to say Gleyber Torres. He's been very bad this year. And yeah. We just saw the Rays offense, which has been very bad before this week, absolutely explode. So I'm going to say the Red Sox are going to get Gleyber Torres back on track this weekend.
Yeah, so are you saying we're the new Baltimore Orioles?
I think we've taken that mantle, yes.
That's so sad and depressing. So that's pretty much it. You can find us, both of us, at Over the Monster. You can find me on Twitter at ShellyV_643. You can find Matt at Over the Monster. Matt, is there anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
Nothing specific, just the site in general. Even with the things going as poorly as possible, we still have 6, 7, 8 posts up there a day for people to check out, so I hope you do.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Well, thanks for listening, and rate and review, and we'll be back with you on Sunday.